Agenda item number 17, public hearing pertaining to commercial flounder.
Thank you, Commissioner. Take a quick road here. In the back of your packet, attachment one, you have a letter from the flounder buyers. And there are five buyers, plus you have the North Carolina Fishermen's Association have signed on to a change. You should remember that these changes happen at least once, sometimes twice a year. The industry is trying to maximize the marketability of summer flounder and playing against whatever New Jersey does, whatever North Carolina does. So this is a pretty typical situation for staff and for the commission. The main change will be there will be two different trip limits coming up instead of just a static trip limit throughout the season. The industry is proposing to start off with a 10,000-pound trip limit for the first 30 days of the season starting November 1 and then shift over to a 5,000-pound limit. There's about 1.1 million pounds left in the quota. I'm just going to go the regulations so we can get that on the record. And if you look at your regulation, you can follow the changes on page 6 of your package there. Instead of a December 1 season, the recommendation is November 1. And then if you keep going to page 4 of 8 of the regulation or page 8 at the bottom in your packet, you can see that the 20-day period in the middle of your page is now recommended as a 30-day period. And the first period, the first 30-day period, as I mentioned, starts November 1. 10,000 pounds of summer flounder, and then subsequently it will be the 5,000 pound limit the second 30-day period, which would begin December 1 and last until it's taken. Sometimes that lasts throughout the month, most often it does not. So those are really the substantive changes to the regulation. The only other thing to mention, which will come up a little bit later, probably in 2016, is there's going to be a fairly large reduction for both the recreational and commercial summer flounder fisheries of about 50%. So, you know, that's going to be pretty amazing to have everyone work with that. The reduction's 25.6% in the quotas, but there's already reductions that have been happening since 2011. The stock, the summer flounder stock, has not had a strong year class or even an above-average year class since 2009, and that's a lot of years to go without a good year class. And staff will report later on that after ASMFC actions in coming up in November. That's all I have, Commissioner.
Thank you, Chief. I have a quick question here. I know the answer, but I want to make sure it's on the record here. This does not change the quota. It does not change the landings overall. It just adjusts when they're landed.
That is correct, yes.
Thank you, sir. Any questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Ms. Haney.
Motion to approve staff recommendation for the changes.
Motion by Ms. Haney, second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.